गोपीश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते that when an individual thought forgets his eternal relationship with God and tries to lord it over the material nature of his soul, that condition, that forgetful condition, is called mind or illusion. So, at the present moment, especially in this age, the forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with God is very strong and while chanting the transcendental power Hare Krishna, the first instrument is that our heart or the mind becomes clean of all darkness. This is not a theoretical proposition, but it is a fact. If you go on chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, it is not difficult. Although it is a pronounced and Sanskrit language, everyone can chant it. Just like in this meeting, we began to chant, and you also joined me. And here, all my students, they are all familiar. None of them have any words. But it's true. They have learned it very nicely, and it is not difficult. And there is no explanation. So, what is this Hare Krishna? Hare means the energy of the Lord. And Krishna means the Supreme Personality of God. So, it is a prayer. There are three words on it. Hare Krishna Hare Rama. Three words. That has been arranged in 16 words. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. So, our movement is that we request you to take up the 15 words, not 15 words, 3 words, Hare Krishna, Rama. But it is arranged in such a way that there are 15 words. So, anyone can take it by heart, the three words, and join the universe. And if you think that, oh, Krishna is the name of Hindu God, he does not have any object, then you cannot chant Krishna, but you must have a name for God, just like the Samadhi, the Muhammadan God, Allah, the Jewish God, Jehovah, or somebody called for name. That doesn't matter. If you think that why should I chant the Indian name Krishna, not this name Krishna? So, Lord Chaitanya says, so that there are millions and billions of names of God. If you think that the Krishna name is not very suitable, you can accept any name. That doesn't matter. Our proposition is, you chant God's name, that is our name. That will be true. If you like, You can chant Jehovah, or you can chant Allah, but we first that is chant God. Is it very difficult? It is not at all. Lord Krishna says that there are numerous names of God, according to different languages, different countries, different societies, and each and every one of them has the potency of God himself. If there is any God, the God is active. Therefore, there is no difference between His name and He Himself. That's why in the material world, in the world of reality, there is a difference between the name one and the substance one. The name one is different from the substance one. If you are thirsty, it is simply just water. Your thirstiness will not be quenched. You require the substance of water. That is material. But spiritually, the name Krishna, or the name Allah, or the name Jehovah, is as good as the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, if you chant Hare Krishna, he may inquire, why we are chanting Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna, this name was chanted by Lord Chaitanya, who introduced this movement 500 years ago in India. We are following the footprint of Lord Chaitanya. Because he chanted Hare Krishna, therefore we are chanting Hare Krishna. So, that Lord Chaitanya has recommended that God has innumerable names, and any one of them can be chanted, and there is no harm in the past rules and regulations for chanting. It is not that you have to prepare yourself, or you have to educate yourself, or you have to adjust yourself for chanting. No. Everyone, just like me, okay, we began to chant. You are not prepared, but you chant with us, you clap with us, you dance with us. So similarly, there is no create competition or any rules and regulations, is simply chant. This is very easy. While you walk in, you can chant whatever name you like. We like Krishna, we chant calling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. While you walk in the street, while you are playing in the bar, first of all, even while walking with your hands, you can chant. There is no loss on your part. There is no expenditure on your part. But the joy is very great. Why don't you trust? Trust. That is all. So, the benefit will be that gradually, you shall understand what you are. This whole civilization, modern civilization, is going on under the wrong impression that I am this God. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that one who goes on to the concept of the God, he is no better than an ant of fire. The God is this not in the heart. It is a very long word. But actually, we are not the first God. If we chant the mantra, Hare Krishna, then I can understand what I am. And as soon as I understand that I am not this body, then my activities become different. Because at the present moment, I am acting on the concept of my life as this body. Because this body is born at a particular place, in a particular country. Therefore, I am saying that I am an Indian, or India, or China, or Germany, due to this work. And because I have a relationship with the woman, with this body, therefore I accept the woman as my wife. There are hundreds of thousands of women, but the woman who has got relationship with this body is my wife. There are thousands and millions of children, but one child who has got an intimate relationship with this body has got my child. So, if the body has to be identified, then we can understand that our identification with this world is also false. The real identification is, and it is stated in the Vedic literature, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. I am Brahma means I am the soul. I am not the matter. So this misconception has to be removed. Of course, it is not possible that everyone will understand or everyone will be able to understand it. But even a certain percentage of the human society can understand immediately. There is solution of so many problems. To understand Aham Brahmasmi, and how the solution is made, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita is the science of God. Just like in your scripture, Bible, or any other scripture, Manava, or Christian, or Jews, or Buddhi. Aham Brahmasmi means that I am free soul. This realization. As soon as this realization is there, then the other things immediately follow. What is that? Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Immediately one becomes clear. So long we have got this bodily concept of life, we cannot be clear. Full of anxiety. And as soon as you understand that I am not this body, I am still soul, the next moment you will be clear. There will be no anxiety. I am full of anxiety. Because on account of this body consists of just like one man has got very costly motor car. He is running the car on his feet. He is very careful so that he cannot be in an accident in the car cannot break. So many things are. But a man who is walking on the street, he has no contention. Why the man in the car is quieter? Because he has identified himself with the car. If the car, if there is any accident with the car, if the car breaks, he thinks I'm gone. Oh, my car is gone. Although he is suffering from car, he thinks like that. You are identification, false identification. Similar, because we have falsely identified with this body, therefore we have got so many problems of life. So if we want to make solution of the problems of life, then we have to understand what I am. And unless this question arises in your mind, not only in your mind, everyone's mind, then we must consider that whatever we are doing, that is our duty. Because we are doing everything in small quantum. In the small paragraph, it is said, Param Havastavam Abodh Jata. Abodh Jata means one who is born poor. Everyone of us is a born poor. Why? From the beginning of our life, I know that I am this born. Or I am not this born. Therefore, we are all born poor. Everyone. Therefore, according to civilization, one has to take his second birth. One birth is made possible by congregation of the father and mother. That birth is called animal birth. Janmana jayate shudra. Everyone, by birth, is shudra. Of the worst class of man. And samskara bhavatiya, by the formation, one becomes twice born. And what is the formation? By understanding oneself, what I am. Samskara bhavatiya, bhiru vahana bhavatiya, and after twice, after second birth, the spiritual path, the path of God, then he is called Vipra. Vipra means one body. And Brahma Jnana is Brahma. And when he understands that he is Brahma, he is spirit soul, then he becomes a Brahma. But as you have heard that India, the Brahmin has fought the men of the society. Why? Because he knows that I am Brahma. I am not the man. Brahma Jnana is Brahma. So, by understanding Brahma, your position will be that Prasannatma is joy. Not so to be a man, but you never lament anymore. Neither you enter after any so-called day. Let's say in the palms of it, come up, service in place, and you look at every living entity on the same level. Madhavati-lavati-salam. In that state of realization, you can understand what is God and what is your relationship with God. Therefore, this moment is that one understands himself that he is. Okay. And it is a very also very plain question and answer. The other day we had some lecture in Wednesday, Sunday school, and I called him as a small boy and I asked him, so what do you think? He says, it is my hand. It is my head. It is my leg. It is my body. It is my back. It is my hand. Asking God, where you are? You are simply saying, I, my mind. And where you are? So similarly, everyone can understand that what I am, if you think yourself, if you meditate on yourself, if you see your hand, am I this hand? You will say, no, it is my hand. Am I this leg? You will say, no, it is my leg. Am I this head? No, it is my head. Then why you are? So, that person who is thinking, within, that it is my hand, it is my head, it is my leg, it is my pants, it is my soul, that you are. So, as every day, that thing, you have seen your father, you have seen your mother, or you have seen your son, but at any day, with your father, with your living father of the father, have you seen with your son, with your living father of the father? No. Then, your whole conception of education, your whole conception of living, conflict and problem, the false world. Therefore, this moment is different, as it says in mind. In the world, through the rest of the margin, this will clean this data of law, mental condition. And as soon as you understand yourself, that the whole problem, social, political, economic, everything will be solved. And gradually you shall realize your transcendental life. The transcendental life is just Anumanovyata. Transcendental life means all that is full of joy. Joy, that is all it is. We are hankering after joyful life, but we do not know where to hanker, how to get it. But we need to be hankered. He says very clearly, Vedanta the Sutra, Anandamaya Vyara. By nature, a living entity is joy. But my joyfulness is covered by this material understanding. So I have to remove this material understanding. Then again, I shall become joy. So, this moment is very tragic moment, and we have got authoritative statements. We cannot define authority. Religious ceremony is taken down. In one place, you have denied authority. In another place, you have spoken so many authority. So many authorities you have quoted. Why? If you deny authority, then why you quote other authorities? So you cannot defy authority, it is not possible. From the beginning of your life, when you are child, you ask your parents, mother, father, what is this? What? That is the beginning of life. You cannot go sitting at his step without an opportunity. You are banned by an opportunity. You are running your car by an opportunity. Did you divide? What? Why don't you divide? So opportunity you have to obey. But the difficulty is we opportunity. That means you have to learn. We are absolutely opportunity. So, authority means who has no mistake, who has no illusion, who does not see, and who tells his perfect. That is authority. That is the definition of authority. A concerned soul who gets to any human being, is sure to correct himself. However violent he may be, however enhanced he may be, he must commit it. Therefore this word is very human. And one must be illusion. And there is a keeping propensity of every man. Even a child, you want to see it. The mother asks, what is in your hand? The child says, no, mother, nothing, although the mother can see, yes, often. But the seeding process is there. And above all, Your senses are imperfect. You have allowed up your eyes and gone to see. What you can see? If the light is out, your dreams are really gone. If there is no sun, your dreams are gone. Therefore, you see and acknowledge that you are imperfect. So you cannot get perfect knowledge by imperfect senses, by speculating on it. You have to accept others. Just like if you want to not be your father, the opposite is your mother. The mother says, here is your father, your parents. You cannot be your father. Mother will be not the opposite, who is your father. Similarly, we have to accept opportunity, and the opportunity is not a partisan source, it is liberated source, it is not a teacher, it is perfect and not imperfect, it is does not make any mistake, it is not limited. If you receive knowledge from that authority, then you are not a good person. But that is the problem. So, we have not that authoritative, I would say, literature, basic literature. You can test it by your reading, by your argument, by your philosophical thought, anything. Religion without philosophical basis, without scientific basis, is sensible. But religion based on philosophy and science, that is life. So, Bhagavad Gita is that book, any question, any inquiry, any doubt, all the answers are there, and very nicely, just like one or two parts I shall express to you. In one place, Bhagavad Gita says that the Lord says, Sarva-yoga-nishu-kavandhiyata-sambhama-vimu-sayaja ta-ta-mahat-janit-brahma-aham-dhujat-padakshita. The Lord says that there are 8,400,000 pieces of life, different forms of life, pieces of life. There are aquatic, there are plants, trees, and worms, germs, and then birds, bees, and at last, the human species of life only 400,000. Krishna says that all the species of life, never mind whether it is man or it is dog or a cat, it is a living entity. But Kana, the seed-giving father of all beings. So, how much he can understand simply this birth? If you can understand, then you can have some idea of universal reality. If you want to make universal reality, you might find out the center, the universal power. So, these questions and answers are there, and we have got the science of God, the exposition of science of God, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, these books are meant for human society, and if you take advantage of the knowledge imparted in this book, and if you join the Hare Krishna mantra, you see how your life becomes improved, how you become full of knowledge, full of belief, and how you enhance in your eternal life. Thank you very much. It's very important.